if you record your name and reason for calling. I'll see if this person is available.
Tara, over at Local Splash.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Scared of Heights Construction.
This is him.
Oh, hi, my name is Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And you know when you do a search on Google, it'll show that map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page?
Yeah, yeah.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. And what would happen is if we were to program Scared of Heights Construction and to appear in that open position there, they would stop all of these calls to the area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory. And that's how they ensure your placement, that you'll always be an option for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business there as Scared of Heights Construction?
I just got started. I'm just getting everything going, so.
Oh, okay. Are you really Scared of Heights?
No.
Okay. I am. Okay. And it's roofing, right, is the main service?
General construction, yeah.
Oh, general. Okay. So interior and exterior construction?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Cody.
Cody, it's nice to meet you. And so you're in Reading, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I kept a 100-mile radius around Reading.
Oh, that's a pretty big area. Okay. Well, being new, I guess you kind of have to spread out a little bit.
Yes.
Be a little more necessary. Okay. And then I was looking for a website for you. Now that I know you're new, there isn't one yet, right?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. And some of them have them, some of them don't. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing it. And then you see value in all of this being listed there on Google at that moment people are searching locally?
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to do in the future for sure once I get, you know, on my feet and everything.
Okay. Well, being that we have that area open for programming today, if we could make that position affordable just in your local area, that's not a bad idea?
Yeah, I probably can't afford it right now, but I'm interested in how much it costs.
Okay. Well, it may be more affordable than you think. The hard part really about getting there, it's more of the availability of the area, and that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area today. But for pricing, the good news is you're new, so you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm just grabbing Ben. He's my director for the area. He's coming over to apply that rate for me. I will get you that pricing right now, and we'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Hey, thanks for holding, Cody. My name's Ben.